Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick.
Jalen, how are we doing this week?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So some places got quite a bit of rain over some storms last week. Other places, not so much, and the droughts, or at least the dry conditions, still lingering for some. So how's that shaping up in the area?
Yeah, that's right. We had the updated drought monitor out this morning at 7:30, and it's offering a little support to the market. The drought monitor is expanding, or the dryness is expanding, I should say, right through the diagonal line, northwest Iowa down to southeast Iowa, seeing some pretty dry weather continuing there, and then into pretty much the whole state of Nebraska, and obviously the Dakotas are still dry as well. This drought monitor, you'll see floating around, that was as of Tuesday morning. So, of course, Tuesday was the big day for a lot of rains in some area, and then last night as well. If you look at those rains, that was a key point here this morning as well, is, eastern Nebraska, pretty much the whole eastern half of Nebraska, caught a lot of good rains overnight or in the last 2 days, a lot of areas with an inch or more. And then the kind of the dry area in central Illinois did pretty well as well. So, they received an inch or so in a lot of those dry spots. The one that's concerning, to the market at least, is most of Iowa, northwest Iowa to central Iowa for sure, didn't receive as much rain as predicted. It's reported that about 20% of Iowa received an inch of rain, while the rest of it was left, from nothing to a half inch. Half inch, they'll take it, but it's not going to last them very long. Obviously, with the weather going forward, it looks a little cooler, so, that'll delay the problems there for a little while, cool overnight and stuff like that, that helps. But definitely some pieces of Iowa that could use some rain, and definitely could use it pretty quick. So we'll see. Obviously, as we get into August here, we're running out of time for a supply problem. It'll just be, what do we see going forward as far as, how much was the yield actually hurt. So we'll see that in August, with the USDA report. But the other side of things besides weather, we talk about weather so much, but on the demand side, we had export sales this morning. And they came out pretty good on beans, but pretty disappointing on corn. We're going to need to start to see some stronger sales on corn, I guess, on the bottom of these ranges. And even if you look at new crop, too, not just old crop, but new crop corn sales commitments, they're the lowest for this time of year in the last 7 years. So we're going to start to, we're going to need to see those pick up a little bit to get this market to go. We're talking about supply, but the demand side's important too, obviously, as well. The one thing we have going for us right now is the U.S. dollar is really hitting some lows here. The Federal Reserve hinted yesterday that we probably won't see another interest rate hike here in the next couple months, so that's sending the dollar a little lower and should help our demand a little bit going forward.
And then as we kind of look ahead to the next week, what do you think is going to be moving the markets?
Yeah, going ahead, it'll be interesting to see commitment of traders tomorrow afternoon. Probably more importantly is, again, the crop conditions on next Monday afternoon after the close. That'll be at 3 o'clock, and we'll see if we can if they'll decline a little more. Or the trade's expecting about steady here with the rains caught this week. This afternoon after the close, we'll hear the final numbers from the wheat quality tour. As far as the spring wheat numbers, what they're showing there in North Dakota and South Dakota. And we'll see, they're estimating through 2 days about 36 bushel an acre. Last year, we were around 47, and the five-year average is 46.5. So, we'll see if they come in a little lower than expected, that can help support that market, and that'd be good for corn as well. Not next week, but August 10th, probably, the more important day, that's the USDA report. And it won't surprise me if we stay, kind of in a sideways range here until we see where USDA comes out with their yields. A lot of the private Estimates are in the 163 to 166 range on corn. USDA, of course, is at a 170.7. So we'll see, do they come down and match it? You know, do they get into that 165 range? Or are they a little more conservative like they usually are, you know, around the 168, 169? That'll really tell if we can get one more pop here to try to get some, you know, old crop moved and a little more coverage on new crop. You know, it's all about where this supply shapes up now. You know, the weather's starting to come to an end. It's just how much was it hurt in the heat the last couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Jalen.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.